The resignation of Ricardo Rosselló by the pressure of 2 weeks of popular marchers set an historical precedent in Puerto Rico. Never a governor of the island left office without fulfilling his mandate. I have the pleasure to have in our studios, and also is our colleague, because she have a program every week here talking about Puerto Rico and Cuba, Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos. She is a delegate abroad from the Nationalist Party of Puerto Rico. It is a PNPR, Liberating Movement. Rosa, I would like to begin in this interview asking you, is it first time, like I was saying in the beginning, all the Puerto Rican people, they were marching, demanding, you know, the resignation of the governor?
Yes. Hi, Roberto. Thanks to ask me to be here with you. Yes, it is the first time, as I know, that the people of Puerto Rico makes such a demonstration like this. They did the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and it was a popular demand for the resignation of the colonial governor, who is simply the colonial administrator of the Washington interest in the island or in its colony. So it was, I think, that this was the sum of the rage of the people that was growing and growing by all the things that had happened to them with the crisis economic, the social and the crisis economic, social, and political crisis that Puerto Rico is living since 2015, maybe before that year, but who had the peak in 2016 with the promulgation of the Promesa Law by Washington that named the Junta de Control Fiscal, which exists in Puerto Rico and covers all the powers, the so-called powers of the so-called government of Puerto Rico, whose only function and only purpose is to obtain economic funds to pay the so-called colonial debt that Puerto Rico has. That is the, for us, the nationalists, is only the cost of the colonialism. In order to pay the fondos buitres of Wall Street. So Rosselló was obliged
to resign.
Thank you. Was obliged to resign. And we are waiting for the next governor, which is, I have said that already, that is only the colonial administrator. So there is a name, Pedro Pierluisi, because the one who was supposed to succeed Pedro Rosselló was Wanda Vázquez, who is the so-called Secretary of Justice in Puerto Rico.
Very close friend of him.
Very close of friend of him. But also Pierluisi. And Pierluisi is the, I believe Pierluisi is the legal representative of the Junta de Control Fiscal in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And is the brother-in-law of the Carrión, the third, who is the president of Junta de Control Fiscal. So there is a chain.
Rosa, and when everybody around the world was watching, especially in Telesur, you know, the march, there were thousands and thousands of Puerto Rican in the street.
Yes.
My question as a journalist is, why, if Puerto Rico demands their independence of the United States, why is not the same gathering of people marching, asking for the freedom of Puerto Rico?
Because, you know, you have to take into account that the Puerto Rican people is suffering from the colonialism since 5 centuries ago. And since more than one century with the Yankees. And the colonialism is like a sick.
It's like a virus in your body, you know?
Yes, it's like a virus in your body, yes. But also, and principal, it's a virus to your soul and your mind. And these people, I thought that Puerto Ricans were sleeping and nothing was going to happen in Puerto Rico that can move the people of Puerto Rico. But I was wrong. And I can assure now that the Puerto Rican people was like in a dream and hoping with patience to get something of justice for them. And right now, they are not, demands are not directed to the independence of Puerto Rico. It's the beginning.
This part is
there. This is the beginning of something more. We have to begin with something now, and I think that we are going to go step by step. And finally, the whole people of Puerto Rico, it's going to understand that nothing is going to change with one or with another colonial governor, which are the same. There is no thing that it's better one of the Partido Popular than the Partido Nuevo Progresista. It's the same.
It's not the party. It is a decision of the people of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's not a question of
which party is in.
Which party is sitting in La Fortaleza? It's the same. Both parties are playing the play of the imperialism, and we need to, in order to success, in order to develop, in order to lift all the pain of the people, we have to get our independence. This is the only way we are going to really be. We are going to be able to achieve our goals. Yes,
because you've been in the other struggle for years. And by the way, for our audience, Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos is a granddaughter of Pedro Albizu Campos. Is a Puerto Rican political and independent leader. He was the most relevant figure in the struggle for the independence of Puerto Rico during the 20th century. He is known as around the world, especially in Latin America, as the master and the last liberator of America. That was Pedro Albizu Campos, is a grandfather of Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos. But that struggle been for years. The only people can decide the future of their own land, they are the Puerto Ricans.
Yes, that's true.
And also, Rosa, I want to ask you one more question. You just come back to Cuba from Venezuela. You was in Venezuela and participating in the Sao Paulo Forum.
Yes.
What can you tell us about it?
Well, it was a magnificent forum. It was really, really a very, very good forum. There were 190 organizations, between political organizations and social organizations.
And movements too. And movements too.
Yes, social and movements. Yes, and social movements. And I think the Venezuelans, the government, the Partido Socialista Unido de Venezuela, I think they thought there was going to be less people than they came. And so it was, I think, more than 1,000 people there. And from the whole world. Because it was Africa, they were from Europe, they were from Latin America and then the Caribbean and North America, including U.S. and Canadians. And it was a party of the solidarity. Yes, and Puerto Rico was the principal subject of the forum was Puerto Rico. It was
a principal debate. They were debating. Yeah,
yeah, because the whole was happening in Puerto Rico, no? And everybody was so curious to know what was happening in Puerto Rico. And really, we were debating the whole day. We worked very, very hard from just beginning the day to the ending of the, almost the probably beginning to the next day.
Probably the Puerto Ricans have lately been listening to that beautiful song, La Borinqueña, that make them get up, you know, get up and wake up and open their eyes and said, well, that's enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
And also, very curiously, that all those events around Rosselló, they beginning in the very special days. We will remember Lolita Lebrón. Mm-hmm. And if I don't mistake it, in Lolita Lebrón's, she was one of the very important women in Puerto Rico and Latin America. And in the interview Lolita Lebrón gave after they went to the Congress of the United States, mm-hmm, and shooting inside the Congress, mm-hmm, of the United, mm-hmm, States,
yes,
he said it was the only way to make notice of the whole world what was happening in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
And those, all those events together, you know, they came probably, like I was saying, people in Puerto Rico was listening probably Lolita's speech or probably the song, the Borinqueña, or they say Puerto Ricanos, get up, open your eyes.
It's very important to say that they marched with one flag, the Borican flag. And the anthem they sang was the national anthem, the revolutionary one. And the pictures they have on their T-shirts were Pedro Albizu Campos' pictures and words. So,
and there's a group of Puerto Ricans that they've been fighting and they've been in this struggle. But Rosa, once again, my question is, and probably all the listeners of Radio Havana Cuba around the world, they've been asking this question. First, this 2020, they're supposed to be, by United Nations, the end of this, you know,
colonialism,
they have to end by 2020.
Yes.
What's going to happen? You were saying there's thousands of people that were participating in the Sao Paulo, mm-hmm, Forum. They weren't talking about what would happen in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico start changing.
And everybody's waiting for us, you know, to make the change, the final change.
But that decision,
it's only for the people of Puerto Rico. And I think that the people of Puerto Rico is not right now in the beginning of the road to that goal.
Well, thank you very much, Rosa, for being here in our studios. And I want to say goodbye to this interview with a beautiful song, La Borinqueña. Do you agree with that?
Yes, completely.
Okay. Thank you, Rosa.
Bye.
Han dado la señal. Despierta de ese sueño que es hora de luchar. A ese llamar patriótico arde tu corazón. Verlo será simpático el ruido del cañón. Nosotros queremos la libertad, nuestros machetes nos la darán. Vámonos, borinqueños, vámonos ya, que nos esperamos. esperanza, ansiosa la libertad, la libertad, la libertad, la libertad, la libertad. Ansiosa la libertad, la libertad, la libertad.